Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is sponsored by Southern Climate Solutions, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Wednesday to you. We have Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you?
I am super excited. It's feeling like summer, and I'm so glad that you're joining us today because you know what? I feel that humidity, girl.
It's coming, but you know, three good pieces of news. It's Memorial Weekend. I heard on the last show, the talk, that the bridge is scheduled to open at least two lanes on Friday. And the weather's great, so I'm good.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it definitely feels like we're going to have some good times this weekend, that's for sure.
I think so. It's going to be busy out there. But, you know, you're right. Summer is almost here. And being that we are moisture control experts, we know the highest humidity of the season's around the corner. But, you know, we always talk about what most people think about here coming up on these months. And with humidity, is just being uncomfortable, sticky. It's sort of miserable out. But, you know, we talk about how high humidity affects your home and your health a lot with Southern Climate Solutions. I'm sure a lot of listeners have probably heard about sick building syndrome. That's when a building or home has unhealthy living conditions that can cause you to be sick or have chronic issues. Typically, the sick building syndrome is brought on by poor ventilation, poor circulation of air. And we really need to pay attention to that here in our area, because when you add high humidity to that equation, that leads to mold issues. And mold, of course, can be toxic. You know, the challenges this environment brings can create really very poor indoor air quality. And that's what is so unhealthy, especially for anyone that's developing immune system or has a developing immune system like children, or those with compromised immune systems like the elderly, or people that have certain, you know, medical conditions, maybe they're already immune compromised. So we have to be careful knowing that we live here and deal with this humidity. There's issues that it can create that can, that need to be addressed.
Yes. And so maybe you can just go a little bit deeper about humidity and the connection to mold. Does it cause mold to grow?
Well, high humidity is excess moisture in the air. And it's the moisture that causes mold to thrive. And that's why we have, you hear about it all the time. We have so many mold issues in our regions here in the Southeast, along the Gulf Coast, particular, this whole lower southeastern half of the country. We're considered to be subtropical climate here on the Gulf Coast. We have excessive humidity 12 months out of the year. We're coming up on the worst of it, but even in the winter months, we experience high humidity. It's not as noticeable to a lot of people because it's cooler outside, but it is high. It can be very excessive even in the dead of winter, January, February. But, you know, we can control our indoor environment, and we can keep indoor relative humidity at safe, healthy levels with a permanent moisture control solution utilizing commercial dehumidification equipment. And that's what we do at Southern Climate Solutions every day. And really what we do is we create healthy, mold-free indoor environments with superior indoor air quality. And we create energy savings too. So it's sort of a win-win-win.
Right. It is a win-win-win. I mean, you could look at it like a lose because of the amount of humidity that we experience year round, right? So pretty much you're not going to avoid that humidity. But the good news is you have somebody like Southern Climate Solutions to go to. And so your solutions prevent mold. And how exactly does that work?
Well, you know, most people don't quite understand why they have mold or smell musty odors. And by the way, if you have musty odors, that is the smell of mold. But the reason mold grows and thrives is go back to moisture, because we live in this climate with the humidity, that excess moisture is creating moldy situations, sort of a natural, you know, product of where we live. And you have to be aware of that. But with dehumidification, and this is commercial equipment, it's permanent. We remove that excess moisture that creates mold and other, you know, adverse conditions in your home. It can create cupping wood floors. Your vents are going to drip. You may have structural issues because there are certain molds that eat the cellulose out of your wood. But in any structure, not just homes, we have commercial applications as well as residential. You will see this. But without the moisture, mold can't grow. So in essence, Southern Climate Solutions, what we do is we prevent mold.
Okay, so this is prevention. What is the difference between remediation and prevention then?
Sure. Exactly. And we are prevention. We are not remediators. One thing you have to understand is when people have a mold issue and they do decide to remediate, is that they're only taking care of the mold temporarily. So mold is the problem, but the underlying issue is moisture. And while remediation removes the mold, if you don't take care of that underlying issue, it's going to grow back quickly. So remediation, you know, it can be necessary. Some people have, you know, really bad issues and they don't realize it, but it's costly, you know. So always keep in mind, if you're growing mold, and believe me, every home in our region does, you need to look at a permanent solution, you know, via commercial dehumidification. If you think you have an issue, you can always give us a call. We can discuss what you think is going on in your home. We do a lot of that over the phone, and we can walk through some things to look for. And of course, Southern Climate Solutions will always assess your home and talk through any issues you have free of charge. You know, we aren't high pressure, but we are educators. And what we want to do is to do our best to make customers understand the condition of their home and how we can resolve certain situations that are going on.
I love that. And, you know, you mentioned before about the kind of things that you might see in your home, mm-hmm. from like just the humidity and excess mold, excess moisture. And on top of that, it can cause health issues as well. So I do want to just invite everybody into the conversation. If you're listening right now, you're listening to your Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Lisa Murphy with Southern Climate Solutions. She is here to answer questions for you if you have something going on, or if you just have any question, please feel free to text or call in 850-437-1620. And I'm sure she would love to answer the question for you. So it has to be really important for people to understand just the whole idea behind prevention, because I don't think that a lot of people really can grasp just the negative effects that humidity can have on your home and health. And this is not a fear factor, right? This is just
exactly
caution. Having caution in life. And I have seen firsthand what humidity and excess humidity and mold can do to a person's health. And so it's mm-hmm. nothing to be taken lightly.
Right. And I mean, it's not a fear factor, but again, it's just a matter of you know, being aware, something we have to deal with because we live in this climate. We get a lot more, we've gotten a lot more calls in the last year because of people working at home, and they're starting to experience, you know, certain health issues, and they're tying it back to their home, and they're right, you know, because when they're there all day and all night, it's starting to affect them adversely. If there's mold in the home, they may have, you know, start having respiratory issues, sinus issues. So we sort of assess that and let them know what's going on. And that's, you know, it's all about this climate. A lot of people think that Their AC is taking care of humidity, but that's not typically the case in our region. We're just too extreme here with high humidity. AC doesn't really have the run time to take care of the excess moisture that creates these moldy situations. And if you're running the heck out of your AC in the summer month, your home's going to feel cold and clammy, but not necessarily comfortable. And that sort of makes people turn it down even further, and then it gets colder and clammier. And that uncomfortable feeling is the excess moisture in the air in your home. And then again, that excess moisture is why mold is going to thrive. We have to keep in mind that AC is meant to cool. It's necessary, can't do without it, but it is meant to cool, and dehumidification is what removes moisture. Another benefit of dehumidification is, you know, you don't have to run that AC so hard, you know, to stay cool, because dry air is naturally cooler. I talked about some of the energy efficiency that we create earlier in the show, but we often have customers that save 20% or more on their energy bill. And since dehumidification reduces the load on your AC, you can extend the life of it. You know, you reduce your maintenance cost. It's, you know, it's pretty typical with our customers that they're able to set their thermostat at 76 to 78. That's what my house typically is, and feel very cool in the summer, right, after the installation of a Southern Climate Solutions dehumidification application. One of the things you have to, and if you understand this, it all makes sense, but for every degree you raise your thermostat, you can save between 2.5% and 3% in energy cost. So if you're typically on 70 and you can jump it to 78 and be comfortable, and you should be with dehumidification, that'd be a 24% decrease in your energy costs, which is, you know, it's really significant. It can be a significant savings to incur every month after an application is installed.
I love that you mentioned that running your AC lower and lower and lower doesn't get rid of the humidity. That's such a good reminder, because I feel like a lot of people, especially in Florida living here, you just kind of think, oh, if I go and keep going down, and I'll go to people's houses at 65, and Lisa, right, not only, like you said, are you cold, but you're clammy. You're like, why am I like cold and wet?
Well, it actually, running the air like that and dropping it actually can increase the humidity in your home. So it's actually the opposite effect. It creates more water in your air. So it's, you know, but a lot of people do, that's what the natural thing to do is to just keep dropping that thermostat.
Yeah, right. We all, I mean, I've been guilty of it. Okay. I'm just going to admit it. Okay. But hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening. This is Lisa Murphy with Southern Climate Solutions. She's here to answer any questions you have. So hop on in, 850-437-1620. It's about 9:18 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. So Lisa, you're saying energy savings, no mold, and cleaner indoor air. That's a pretty good combination of benefits.
Well, you know, we think so. And so do our customers. You know, we're pretty proud that after 20 years in business, we have 100% satisfied customers. That's a pretty good track record. And that's all from keeping indoor relative humidity, you know, at safe levels. And those safe levels, if people are getting into this, right, you're getting educated, that's between 40 and 50%. And everybody listening should know what their indoor relative humidity is. You can pick up a hygrometer to monitor your home's indoor RH. And if you're reading 60% and over, you're growing mold. So keep that 60% threshold in mind. It only takes about 72 hours to grow mold if indoor relative humidity is over 60%. But you know, Jenna, we talk a lot about mold being a result of excess moisture, and mold can cause a lot of health issues, right? But there's also issues that can affect your home. So we talk about some of the signs. Now, you may not see structural issues, especially like a crawl space home. You probably aren't going into your crawl. But if you happen to go in there and you see mold, a lot of molds will eat the cellulose out of your wood. Mm-hmm. That can cause, you know, real problems. So not only your health, right? But the health of your home, you have to be aware what this environment can do. But, you know, one thing I want to talk about is humidity is also related to viruses thriving. You know, there have been so many studies done recently, especially since the onset of COVID, showing, you know, how much humidity and temperature interact with virus. And it, you know, how excess moisture can cause viruses to thrive. And they also found the ideal indoor relative humidity to deter transmission and spread of the virus is 50%. So this healthy RH, you know, it's not only creating this superior indoor air quality, lowering your energy costs, keeping that moisture and mold out of your home, but it puts you in a safe place for viruses. Now, that doesn't mean that ideal humidity levels kill the virus, but it reduces transmissibility by keeping those, by keeping your indoor RH as close to 50% as possible. But because we deal in superior indoor air quality and creating, you know, safe, healthy spaces, I'm pretty excited. You know, we've added a new product to our product line of our to our commercial dehumidification line. It's a very robust pathogen killing option that's part of our solution.
Oh, no way. All right. Okay. So then that's got to be pretty popular. People have to be pretty excited about that. So with everything that we're dealing with going on today, it seems like that's a really good option. So how does it work?
Yeah, it's a great option. Well, it's called Shield. You can read about it a little bit on our website if we don't get into it too much, southernclimatesolutions.com. But what we've created is, and this is our product, is an induct light ring utilizing state-of-the-art 100 milliwatt ultraviolet light to disinfect the air by eradicating viruses in the air. And we disinfect the indoor environment continuously, and it's a very proactive solution.
Wow. That is so cool. Shield. I mean, I feel like that's Shield. Like the Avengers thing. Like the Avengers are popping out and just killing the viruses. I love it.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, I've heard about the ultraviolet light in the AC before. Is your product similar to that?
Well, yes and no. First of all, not all ultraviolet lights are the same. Okay. And for that reason, they don't have all the same effectiveness. So UV lights that are installed, say, in your AC plenum, a lot of people have them here, right? They typically keep your ducts free of mold, which is a good thing. It's a great thing. You don't want mold in your ducts. And if you don't have one, you probably do have mold in your ducts because moisture collects there. But they have them there because UV light is known to kill mold, and along with the virus. But it doesn't take, so this induct stuff, it doesn't take care of the air in the room in real time. And it's only effective when the AC is running, which makes sense, right? Now, our Shield solution works continuously, meaning 24/7, 365 through fan technology. And it's proactively pulling the air through the system into the kill chamber and releasing disinfected air back into your indoor space. And we're utilizing, and this is important, if you're going to do something with UV, be educated, but we're utilizing the most advanced ultraviolet light available. As a matter of fact, the UV we're using was only created about 18 months ago. And again, that's 100 milliwatt UV light. And as far as I know, we're the only company to be successfully utilizing it for air disinfection. So, you know, I'll go back to, with this technology, this UV light and fans, we're disinfecting the air in your home, in your commercial structure, in real time and continuously. So that's in room, right, proactively, not just in your duct, because we're moving and circulating that air. We're pulling all that air in, cleaning it, and throwing then disinfected air back into your space, and that's creating a minimal risk environment for you.
That's This is incredible. I mean, the kill chamber, that just is amazing. Like, if we want to kill anything, it's the viruses, okay?
Yes, that's exactly right. And the kill chamber is really cool. And you can see, we'll be putting more up on the website, but it's sort of, you know, Star Wars looking. It's great. And it has to be, right? It's a serious thing, you know? Yes. We're trying to address a very serious issue.
Oh, absolutely. This is just fascinating to me. And again, we have about 6 minutes or so left in our time together with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions, 850-437-1620. People are texting in for more information, so southernclimatesolutions.com is a great place to go and learn more. But I do want to know, so you're not only preventing mold, but you're also now offering pathogen-killing solutions.
It is the most exciting news we've had in a long time. That's correct. And it's an option with our dehumidification solution. So we are standalone solutions. We do not tie into your HVAC. These are commercial grade solutions that are standalone. So along with pathogen killing, which is induct created with our solution in tandem with the solution. For example, if you're a listener, you know, who's already a customer, and you know, I talk to them all the time, and they'll heard you on the radio, and it's something you're interested in, that can be added to your system. New customers, it's, you know, you can do either or. We have standalone pathogen killing. We have, of course, dehumidification, and we can pair them together. But the combination of dehumidification and pathogen killing, it's an advanced clean air solution. I know COVID has made a lot of people think and act differently, right? Mm-hmm. We're providing a solution that creates the most minimal risk environment available, so that people can get back to, you know, some semblance of normal. You know, the reason we really, you know, we do so well here, right, with dehumidification is because it's so important in our area. So if you take this idea of keeping the moisture out of your home, preventing mold, reducing your energy expense, creating this healthy, superior indoor air quality, and, you know, fending off, right? You're pulling that air in and killing any pathogens that are in your air, proactively pulling it in and putting disinfected air into your environment, right? Mm-hmm. It is an incredible solution.
And like you said before, we're facing a lot of different things right now in our world. And honestly, not only will humidity be around when we live in Northwest Florida and in the South, you know, we also see that with COVID and viruses, they're always there. I mean, we can't Yep. ignore it. And we mentioned before, you can't live in fear, but there are ways, especially if you do have high risk family members or individuals, or if you want to kind of boost that extra level of comfort and confidence for customers that come through your business.
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
People like clean.
Yeah, people do like clean. And, you know, people are looking, you know, for businesses to provide, you know, some sort of peace of mind for them to, you know, walk back in. And, you know, you kill so many birds with, you know, with this stone, you know, taking that moisture out and then, you know, preventing the mold and, you know, reducing, you know, transmissibility and then killing pathogens. You know, I'll go back to minimal risk and superior indoor air quality. So this is a solution all around, whether you're a small business or it's your home. We have applications to fit, any kind of structure, you know, that's out there. So if you're interested, you know, certainly give us a call. I know we're probably about out of time, if I'm right, Jenna.
We have about a minute left. And so I just want to give you an opportunity again. This has been wonderful. You always bring so much information and education to our show. And we appreciate that, Lisa, so much. So I want to give our listeners an opportunity to hear one more time about your new innovative product, Shield. And then I just expect all of the Avengers to run out behind us. And just share with people one more time about that. And then just a little bit more information on how they can contact y'all.
Sure. So our new product is Shield. It is a ultraviolet light ring that works in tandem with dehumidification standalone. So we offer not only mold prevention, but pathogen killing and creating superior indoor air quality in your home or your business. If you want to look at more of our products, learn a little bit more about Shield, certainly go to our website at southernclimatesolutions.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Southern Climate Solutions LLC, or you can always give us a call at 850-319-7489. We're always happy to answer questions, you know, talk through your issues and discuss with you, you know, more about our products and our applications and, you know, what would work best to get that superior indoor air quality and that minimal risk environment into your space.